At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
To talk about Carson Schlesinger, another great performance. Some good stuff from the Browns, but ultimately their ninth loss of the season. We head out to the fan hotline and welcome on Browns analyst Nathan Zagura. Nathan, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you guys. How you doing?
We're doing really well here. I guess we'll start there. Carson Schlesinger, how good at football is he?
He's quite good at football. Three straight games with double-digit tackles. You know, he's done it all. Sacks, interceptions. He's everywhere on the field. He's, you know, been able to stand up Derrick Henry in the hole. He's been able to sniff out a screen, shake off Trent Williams, and tackle Christian McCaffrey in space. So you talk about a guy that understands the game. He has played probably the most difficult, I would say, schedule for a rookie Mike linebacker, quite possibly in the league. Like, I don't think that you could put, maybe if we got a McVay game in there as well, but you're talking about Kyle Shanahan, you're talking about the Ravens with Lamar, you're talking about, you know, Aaron Rodgers and an Arthur Smith offense that has a lot of motions and multiple looks, the Dolphins, the Vikings. I mean, you're getting the motion-heavy, difficult eye candy to try to test you, tease you, get you out of space, you know, those types of offenses and schemes, and he's done an unbelievable job week in and week out. He will be the defensive rookie of the year. I think that it's pretty much, at this point, not a foregone conclusion, but he's got to stay healthy, but he's on that kind of a path, and he's been sensational. Boy, did we need it more than we even knew we needed it at the time we drafted him. You know, JOK out. Jordan Hicks is still probably going to be your starting Mike linebacker, and then, you know, comes the training camp and says, you know what, I'm done, and he retires, which caught everybody by surprise. It's turned out in some ways to be a blessing because Schlesinger was clearly ready to do this. And the fact that he only started 1 year at UCLA makes it all the more incredible.
Nathan, you wondered aloud during the broadcast as I was listening about whether or not just an average special teams play, where would this team be if they could just get average special teams play? So where do you think they would be if you had even average or slightly above average special teams play?
I think they would probably be either tied for first in the AFC North or a game out. You know, you could look at the Cincinnati game, certainly. You could look at the game against the 49ers this week. You know, you give up 66-yard punt return, short field touchdown. Yeah, obviously, you have the punt that leads to another touchdown, and then you have the play where Malachi Corley catches it and steps out at the 6. That's a 34-yard net difference when the ball should have been at the 40. That changes everything kind of there, leads to another short field for the 49ers in points. So, yeah, I think that it would be a team that probably wins a couple more games. And right now, whether you say they get all the way to 6-6 or, you know, let's say they just win two of them and you're 5-7, you're a game out of first place. A game out. So, yeah, I think that this team would look a lot different if they just had, you know, average special teams this year. And unfortunately, that's been a real Achilles heel that has not been cleaned up. You know, the Jets game, I think you win that one for sure. You get 14 points on back-to-back kicks. You know, you could go to the Detroit game or very much in that game before that punt return touchdown kind of broke things open. So, yeah, special teams has been, I think, it's been unfortunately a very big problem for the Cleveland Browns this year. And for a team that, you know, isn't offensively as explosive as others, it's critically important. We kind of said all along the formula was to play great defense. Check, boom, check. You've done that. This defense is playing at a Super Bowl level. I mean, you look at this one was Christian McCaffrey's lowest yards per touch on the season by 33%. Every other game where he had 24 touches or more, he was well over 100 total yards, and usually he had games over 200 total yards. He had a game, you know, 170 and multiple touchdowns. The Browns shut him down, and then special teams kind of rears its ugly head. So that was the formula. Play great defense. You've done that. It was to hit some explosives on offense, be a good running team. That's been not quite where you needed it. And then special teams, you had to be, you know, average, just kind of net neutral or to positive. And you certainly have, unfortunately, it's been a net negative and significantly so to the detriment of where you stand at this point in the season with all else being equal.
Nathan, Shador had a pretty strong first half. We didn't see a lot there in the second half with some of the changes that were made, but how do you think Shador graded out in his second NFL start?
Yeah, I really liked the first half, and I liked the scheme. It was kind of get him moving, get quick to find throws. So they ran that same play that they ran his first play against Baltimore both times. They ran to the right, to the left, was able to get some nice throws there. I liked incorporating Quinshon Judkins back in the pass game. You know, he hadn't had a catch in two straight games and four of the last six, and he showed what he can do. Get your playmakers in space. So I thought he made some really nice throws. Obviously, the ball to Harold Fannin and that kind of route combination. Judy runs the clear out. Fannin runs kind of an out and up behind it in that void in the zone. He did a great job climbing the pocket, throwing that one. I thought he only took really one bad sack, which was the one where he went back 19 yards. I do think that, you know, when it's a clear, defined one read or scheme play where the ball is supposed to go here, or it's a read this one defender and boom, put it there, I thought he operated really well. I thought on some of the kind of more natural progression ones, I thought that he didn't necessarily get through it as quickly as he needed to. And sometimes his feet were such that when he did see it, his feet weren't in position to make a throw. So I think his footwork is something that still needs to be worked on. But overall, I like it. I think that, you know, kind of what happened at the end of the first half, you let him get that field goal, that hurt a little bit of the momentum. And coming off of that, you know, 9-10 play, 90-yard drive where he went 9 straight runs, and then the pass was the touchdown to Fannin, and that was so good. And you just kind of lost your way a little bit there. You ran 12 plays, I believe, in the third quarter for like 20 yards. And so we've had those lulls in both of his starts. We got to figure out a way not to have those lulls in third down. That's money down in the NFL. And you could really look at this game and say, special teams, that was the big problem. And then defensively, you played a great game. But on third down, they were 11 of 17. They were 10 of 15 when it still kind of was a game of consequence. And, you know, that's outrageous. That's double the season average coming in. The Browns have only allowed 33% conversions. In fact, they only allowed 50 third down conversions on about 150 tries. They allowed 10, and then by the end of the game, 11 in this game to the Niners, and that's why the Niners won this game.
Shador, after the game, I thought was interesting because he kind of admitted the idea that when he went for Judy deep and missed him, that it was different. The wind was different. It just kind of felt different than what he had anticipated or expected, and maybe he just has to learn in the future to just keep taking chances, to keep basically taking shots and opportunities. Obviously, later in the game, he still did that with the fan in play, but do you feel like the wind was, I mean, it's 40-mile-per-hour winds. It had to have played a factor in Shador's mind there, Nathan.
Yeah, and I think that maybe he thought the wind was going to knock the first one down, and it sailed, and so he just kind of overshot it there, and that's one I'm sure he would want back. You know, then he had the one to fan, and I thought what was interesting about the one to fan it is he just put that on him. And, you know, sometimes they say when you got a receiver who's that open, don't overthrow him. You know, as long as you throw it to him, you're going to catch him. If you throw it short, chances are when they're that clear of a defender, you're going to get a PI. So I think that's something he'll learn as a quarterback, and certainly you saw it on the one to Fannin. He just put it on him, and then Fannin, you know, bullied his way into the end zone because that guy cannot be tackled by one or two players, it seems, which was fun to see. He took another shot down to Isaiah Bond, and I thought that was one where if his feet were a little better, he probably throws that ball 3 or 4 seconds earlier. Instead, he kind of throws it on the run, and it was one where, unfortunately, it just didn't come out of his hand right, and so that ball just kind of fluttered in the air, hung in the air, because Bond was, again, as he is every game, he gets at least one or two every game where he's clear of the defense for a big play, but Shador just wasn't able to get it to him.
Nathan, obviously Jerry Jeudy's had an interesting couple weeks, and in this game we get Jerry Jeudy and Shador on the sidelines. What's your read on that specific situation from this game?
I just think you got guys that are competitors and guys who want to have success. And I think, you know, wide receivers certainly are players who often, you know, feel like they're open. They want the ball. They want to be making plays. I think Jerry Jeudy knows he's not having a season that's up to his, you know, standards, certainly not the Pro Bowl season that he had the year before. And so I think there's a lot of frustration there. I think there's a lot of frustration for Jerry Jeudy. I'm sure Shador, you know, they're not on the same page. They haven't gotten a lot of chances to really work together part of the last couple of weeks, and I think they want to get on the same page, and you got guys who are not seeing it the same. And I think that is part of, you know, Jerry's played a long time in this league. Shador has played 2 games, and so he's not going to see it, you know, at that level yet. And so I think they're just trying to get on the same page, and those are competitors being animated, and I think everybody just wants this offense to be clicking and be productive.
Another animated moment, Shelby Harris going off on Juwan Jennings after talking to people and trying to figure out exactly what happened in there. What was your takeaway?
I just said what was communicated to me is that Juwan Jennings crossed the line that you don't cross on the field in terms of the content of what he decided to talk about there. And, you know, Shelby Harris didn't mince any words after that, and I thought it was good. I like that the way they stood up for their teammates. You know, when we were in the booth, we obviously didn't know exactly what was going on. We just could tell that people were pissed. And at first I thought it was, oh, maybe it was a dirty hit that got Malik, and you watch the replay and said, oh, well, that's not it. Juwan Jennings not involved in the injury in any way. And Malik had been a 49er, so they were teammates. So I was kind of at a loss. And then, yeah, just kind of the way it was laid out to me is that, you know, there's certain things players don't mind being talked about, and there are certain things players do mind being talked about, and he went into that latter category.
Nathan, Malik Collins, you mentioned it, out for the season with his quad injury. What do you see as the impact of losing Malik for the final five games of this season?
Like, it's big. I mean, Malik Collins was, you know, going into that game, had more sacks than any other defensive tackle in the National Football League, had the best pressure rate of every interior defensive lineman. I thought, you know, what he was doing was he was getting his numbers, but he was also a big part of what Miles was getting, and he and Mason Graham had really become such a formidable duo in the middle. So I think losing him for the season is a big loss. It's also an opportunity for Mike Hall. And Mike Hall has shown real flashes since coming back from his injury, working his way back. He's got a sack and a half in the last three games. You know, we're going to need more. He's going to get a lot more opportunities, and you're going to be looking at kind of the interior of the future, right? Mike Hall, second-round pick last year, Mason Graham, first-round pick this year, your first two picks in the last draft, defensive tackles, you're going to see those guys side by side. So it's a big opportunity for Mike Hall. Mason Graham, I think, is going to continue to step up, and he's played well, even though he's the guy that, you know, gets the assist to the assist. It doesn't show up necessarily, but he's in the backfield a lot right now, playing very well. He's just not the one getting the quarterback down.
Did you agree with Stefanski's decision to not only go for it in fourth and one, but then also to use Fannin the way that he did to try to execute that?
I think it's one of those, if it worked out, you would have thought it was fine. It didn't work out. To me, it wasn't the decision to go for it on fourth down or to even use Fannin. It was more, it felt rushed and hurried. And I think maybe, you know, a timeout at that moment would have been a good call. Now, I understand you want to save your timeouts. You felt like you were going to need them later, but that ended up being a massive play. Had it worked out, had Harold Fannin taken the snap and gotten the sneak, it would have been fine. So it's a little outcome bias, and the fact that it didn't work to me, maybe I just would have wanted a smoother operation before a play that was that critical.
Nathan, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Nathan Zagura there, Browns analyst on the Fan Hotline.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yeah, in my truck, I keep like a thing of water. I always try and keep something that even if I don't have cash on me,
yeah,
I can try and help out.
When I lived downtown, my move was bananas, by the way.
No, by the way, that's a great, anything. And then if they
get cheap and they're easy to hand out.
Well, and by the way, if you don't like bananas, I don't know what the heck we're doing here. Like, mm-hmm. That's a great fruit. But the person, but I had just come from the store and I'd had some Uncrustables. And so I had forgot about that. I went to the door and I was like, oh, wait, 1 second. I do have, I can give you one or two Uncrustables if that's okay. And the person went, nah, I really like those, but because of the jelly, they run right through me. Mm. And at first, my first thought was, that's too much information. My second thought was, I actually think the TMI is better, because if you just say no, you then kind of look like a jerk. If you just, if there's no like reason.
It was important to this person that you knew that they wanted the money not for booze, but for actual food.
Yes.
So that's commendable.
So I liked the community, even though initially I kind of was like, oh, I didn't need to hear about that. In the end, I was like, you know what? That was a good way of letting me know, hey, that specific thing you have just doesn't work for me.
I know. Here's where I have a problem with myself is that I don't have much of a, that stuff doesn't bother me. You know what I mean? Everyone's always like, oh, TMI. And I'll get, like, it's funny. I even like Coach Riz yesterday, in between one of the breaks, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And he gave me this look of like, I didn't need to know that information.
Yeah.
But I never think about it with other. I just think like, all right, it just is what it is.
So I think it's the level. So I'm kind of where you are. There's not a lot that, but it's how descriptive you get, right?
Okay.
Yeah. I had a friend in college, and this is actually a beautiful woman. I had a friend in college who would, no matter who was in her apartment, would be like, guys, you got to see what I just left in the commode. And I would be like, Noelle, we're not dating. Stop. Like, even if a girl I was dating said that, I would just leave.
The beautiful part of this is what throws me off. If she was actually beautiful, I think that's almost worse than if she was just ugly and said that.
Why?
I don't know.
You expect that of an ugly girl?
I don't know why. In my head, I'm thinking right now, I'm like, I don't know. An ugly girl, I feel like.
All right,
whatever. But
I can
a
actually
really good-looking girl, I'm like, oh.
I can actually kind of see what you're saying.
Have some decorum.
Because again, Noelle was there. Anybody who went to BG knew Noelle.
You try to present
Noelle.
Yourself as something of class, and then you don't have class is the problem there.
Well, I mean, she was like, her family had some money because of her stepdad, but she was a little bit of a hillbilly at heart. I don't think she'd have a problem with me saying that.
I don't know that she would either. Clearly, I don't think she would either.
But by the way, if she had been listening right now, she would call in to say, yeah, because like.
Oh, so did you go see it or no?
No.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
No, I don't want to see mine.
I just want to make sure.
No.
You're not going to out-freak this freak, okay?
No.
Would have been a gross move on your behalf. I just wanted to make sure.
No.
But I have no interest in seeing that, but I don't know what you're into in college.
The funny thing is, she was always offended when everyone had my reaction, which was, that's gross.
No, that is gross. Yeah. It's objectively
gross.
So again,
it is the descriptiveness of the thing that becomes TMI. If you just say, I'm going to go to Tinkletown, it doesn't bug me at all.
You really upped the ante in this conversation, though, did you not?
Because it's the first, you got to understand, I have talked about a lot of things for 20 years since college, and I have not had any chance to say that Noelle would shout out, guys, come see this. And we would all be like, no, stop.
Is she married now?
Yes.
All right, just no.
Oh, no.
Part of their relationship is that.
I think it might have been a test because she, her first husband, she'd say this stuff to all the time. He didn't work out. Now she got a new husband, better husband, I would say.
Mm.
I think he might be okay to go in there and take a peek.
Is that why the first one didn't end? I don't know.
I think it was that guy was a D-bag.
All right. Well,
yeah, I think that's, but it
either
might
way,
have been.
Both those men at one point passed that test. Understand that. I just want you to live with that knowledge. I just want you to live with that information.
She's a gorgeous woman.
At some
and
point,
one
they
of the
looked
nicest
at it
people
and
I've
said,
ever
she's
met.
She's so attractive that I will go and I will look at that and I will have to make do. And I will live with that. And that's okay. That's what, if that's what she wants of me, then that's what's going to have to happen in this moment.
Now, speaking of things that happened in the moment, Shelby Harris was furious with Juwan Jennings, the 49ers wide receiver, after yesterday's game. It happened on the field during Malik Collins' injury, which now we find out to be a season ender. Malik was asked about that, and here's what he had to say.
He's a and I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched in the because that's some, like, he says some things that you should not say to another man ever. But like, I don't respect it because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft and I want that known. I see exactly why they punched him. I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
I get all the other bleeps, but this is the second time now that we've played that word. Are we not supposed to be saying that word?
I think Jake's just being super cautious.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, because he says it like 7 times in there. I think it's one thing for you or I to say the word ho.
Because we did this with Lane Kiffin, too, in that audio, and it was like, is that necessary, or is that something that...
I think it's just more we don't need to say it 75 times.
We don't need to be gratuitous with saying ho?
Yeah.
You can't walk me to that comment. And then, like, we're trying to talk about journalistic and broadcasting standards.
Please. We just did 5 minutes on poop previous to this.
Yeah, but we did it in a classy way.
I don't know. The lane we're going down here, Nick.
So do you think Juwan Jennings said you should check out what I just made in the turlet? Do you think that's
it? Might have been something like that. I saw someone online be like, I think he just asked his whether or not his mom would come over and have a really nice dinner. That's all that was invited there. And then never call her again. I feel like for Shelby to say these type of things, clearly now this is the second week in a row with Juwan Jennings that he has been the center of somebody being irate at what he's had to say. And so I wonder what flipped in his brain 2 weeks ago. That's like, now I'm going to be the Draymond Green of the NFL. Now I'm just gonna wreak havoc. Is this going to be an ongoing thing with him every week?
All right.
Did he just discover a new word in the dictionary or something? Like, what's going on with him?
I love Shelby Harris doing this. I love Miles talking about it. I love guys protecting their teammates. I do. You know, it doesn't mean it. Like, this is a problem with getting trolled on a football field. It only works if you give in. That's the problem.
Hey, last time people said questionable things to Myles Garrett and ended up with Mason Rudolph almost in the hospital. Okay?
Well, that one was deserved.
This is on you, Juwan Jennings, if you think this is the team that you're going to go ahead and say nasty things to.
You're lucky Myles didn't take his helmet off and finish a job this time.
Oh, but what got lucky is that Mason Rudolph didn't have the audio file leaked is what got lucky.
What's, No, it didn't happen.
That's the real luck of this whole equation.
It never happened.
Yeah,
It didn't exist. There should be nothing that it's not worth it. Like, come on. If he says something about your wife, your kids, he's not going to do anything. What's he going to do? Make a threat?
I am always amazed at the idea that there's like something that could have really crossed the line. But there is for people. It's a very prideful group of people that make it to the NFL because they have a lot to be prideful about. It's a big macho, I don't want to be disrespected thing that happens as well, and it just is, it's one of these deals.
I just would say, though, and listen, the Browns didn't get a penalty for it, so this is not a criticism. But it's like Lane Kiffin being upset at being called a hoe. It's like, Lane, you've been called worse than that. And even then, who cares? Because you're laughing all the way to the bank. If I'm Shelby Harris or Miles, like, I think it's fine to call it out, but to get this upset, it's like, I think you just leave it at, you know, Shelby thinking the guy's a hoe. I think that's fine.
Well, ultimately, it's going to end up with Juwan Jennings getting just a really bad reputation across the league. I don't know that he knows that this is going this way. Like, that eventually this is what's going to happen.
Gosh, you think he thinks a lot about it? Like, gosh, I sure hope I don't have a bad reputation around the NFL.
Well, like, do you want to be Draymond or do you want to just be a normal, regular player?
I mean,
if Draymond's just, that's who he is. At his heart, that's who he is. I don't know that at its heart, this is who Juwan Jennings is.
I don't know. He seems like a real tool after the way he's handled things in San Francisco.
For 2 weeks in a row,
well,
it seems like he's been a real tool.
And don't forget about San Francisco. They don't like him either.
That's fair. But here we are. I don't know. I didn't have an issue with Shelby Harris going off in that moment.
I didn't, but I also at some point...
He's a prideful man. He felt disrespected. It was what it was.
Yeah, but like, what could he really say?
There's a lot he could have said.
Yeah, but what does it mean? Like, he's not going to fight. Is he going to do a threat?
I just think it's so much easier in the moment to be like, I'll turn the other cheek and I'll just let the words go by me. Clearly, 2 weeks in a row, he did something and he said the right combination of words to piss people off.
I would just ignore the knob. 216-474-0092. Again, it's not a criticism of Shelby or Miles. I just am surprised when players get mad at words. If it was a physical cheap shot, that whoop his ass, right? No problem. It's just I struggle to find like what words would be the thing that ignites some sort of fisticuffs or some sort of...
Also, is calling another man a hoe really that big of an insult?
I wouldn't really upset me. I don't know why
that's
Lane
the thing
Kiffin.
Where I even like Lane Kiffin and then Shelby using that word in particular. Yeah, it clearly was on his mind because
of
Lane.
I'm going to say a word, and I don't want to say this word, but I'm going to call him something. And you're like, what is he going to call him?
I just wouldn't think.
I mean, there's that word. There's that word. There's that word. Oh, okay.
Get Santa's like one of the most offensive people ever then, I guess. I don't know. This is tough.
Is Santa pointing at three people each time? By the way, new Maury bit. Instead of you are not the father,
it's a dressed up Santa.
You just play ho 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 with Maury Popovich.
Santa comes out and then just goes ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Okay, but if that's the only bit, don't you have to go?
That's a good bit.
Ho, ho, not a ho.
You can't throw a curveball on us now. It's not how it goes.
I think it's like, you are the father, you're not the father.
Just such a weird use of language by Shelby Harris. It's like, that's what came to mind.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.